Welcome to Soul Lies, where the spiritual and the soul crosses paths. Stay tuned to learn ways to grow your spiritual understanding in order to realize your soul beliefs. This podcast will help you learn the truth and propel you towards freedom in Christ Jesus. This is Jenny Fouts, licensed counselor in Louisiana at Christian Center Shreveport. Welcome back, everyone, and I'm so excited that you're here to hear more of Missy's story, because I want you to all know that we can all reach a place of freedom. You can win. Jesus wants us to be more than conquerors, but there are things that you can do to help you get through this and help you get to the other side. Or maybe you know someone who's struggling with an addiction, and maybe you can send them this podcast, and maybe they can figure out a way of beginning to overcome and walk in freedom, because the process of freedom is a process. So Missy was in her midst of her story of really that struggle that we all get into. We want to serve Jesus. We believe in Jesus. We think that we should be doing better. And she's not doing better, and every time is going to be the last time. So continue with your story. I think Casey's in treatment.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think he got out by this point, but I'd gotten counsel. No, he was in a second one. And so I started counseling. I think it's I wanted to be free, and I wasn't going to settle for surviving with an addiction, because in my mind that's not freedom. And I knew freedom was possible. Because all things are possible through Christ Jesus. And so I knew that, and that's what I wanted. So I was going to chase after it. I got in counseling, which was helpful for me. Now, I had seen a ton of counselors that didn't help me over many years and chunked a lot of pills at me. I didn't want that. So I start counseling, and I think one of the big starting points of me getting to a place where I could even begin to get free is I had to get to a place where God could work on me, and understanding that the thoughts going in my brain weren't necessarily all my thoughts. And they were coming out of also a place of, I had a lot of lies and things that I believed. I believed I was a bad person. I believed I wasn't worthy of love. I believed I messed everything up. And while I'm saying this, it wasn't that quick to find all of this out. Like, I had to walk through a lot of things. I had to go revisit a lot of places, like in my childhood, where certain things took place and I didn't feel loved. And as a kid, you don't always realize you internalize these things and start believing them. But once they're there, everything in your life operates out of them. So even though you don't understand, when I was little, there was more attention given to my sibling who was going nuts than there was to me. And so I must not be worthy of the attention, or I must not be worthy of being protected, since that's not occurring. That wasn't something like I was like, oh, I'm going to just do that. But then what I think we don't understand is, as we grow up, my relationships and everything else continued to operate out of that perspective, that frame of, well, you're not a good person anyway, so you're going to mess up being a mom because you're selfish and you'd rather do this. You can't get free because you're not really worth the time anyway. God doesn't care, and then I would ascribe the lies I believed would start to affect how I viewed God. And I loved Jesus. I was in there, but I still had a very skewed image that I wasn't aware that I had until I really started to walk through these things. Now, through this process, my husband gets out of treatment, the second one, and it does not take long before he's back in his stuff. Because again, too, he went in treatment because of basically me going, hey, you're going to do this, or I'm not going to do this marriage anymore because I can't walk through this anymore. Like, I can't. I couldn't deal with his stuff and my stuff and trying to be a mom. I basically was shouldering all the stuff and took it upon myself to deal with all, I'm the one that's got to fix all of this. And, I couldn't even keep myself straight at this point. I was just treading water, trying to survive,
Well, and it does bring out the point that some places within the addiction, you have to get to where you want freedom and wholeness in your life instead of the addiction. There's so many people that, well, I wish I didn't do the addiction, but they really are not to a place they are willing to let go of the addiction.
No. I was there for a long time too, and that's it, because it doesn't matter how great your counseling is, how much hours you spend in church. It doesn't matter if you're not to a place of, I'm willing to walk through whatever I have to walk through to get free. You have to want freedom more than you want comfort. Because in all honesty, if you're in an addiction, it's not going to be a comfortable process when you're coming out of it. Now, is it worth it? It's worth every step of it, but it's not pleasant. I mean, I'm just being honest. It's not pleasant. But neither is addiction. So you gotta choose, you know, which unpleasantness you're willing to walk through. Because even in addiction, you can think for that moment, oh, this is better. But those little moments don't last long, and they're not really anyway. And you know that.
And, you know, and most people with addictions, you lie to yourself. Mm-hmm. Before you lie to anybody else, you're lying to yourself first.
For sure. And then you lie to everybody else. And then that jeopardizes all kinds of other things in life and makes it way more difficult. But so counseling helped. But again, I had decided that I wanted to walk through it. Now, it wasn't a linear progression. I would get some freedom. The Lord would show me some lies that I believed. I'd break off what I felt like He needed to break me off. He led me a lot of places. And then I'd be like, yes, I got breakthrough. And then I would go back. And because the next time a stressor came up, you know, it didn't matter that I'd broke free of the lies, because I didn't still operate in good coping mechanisms. I didn't have them. So I think it's also, the Lord can set you free from anything. I'm not saying that, but walking through the process of counseling and everything else and breaking off the lies really, really helped with the mental struggle. I think that those pieces, you know, in all the other years had never been brought into place. But without replacing my old coping mechanisms with new ones, I was still reverting back to what I knew, because I didn't know anything else. And I think also it's important that, you know, like a coping mechanism that maybe works for one person doesn't work for everybody. You know, if I'm mad and stopping and counting to 10 and taking a deep breath, it doesn't always work for me. Sometimes I need to go throw a bar of soap on the ground or something like that, you know? I mean, that's just at that point, that's what I needed. It wasn't hurting anybody, but, it, you know, I wasn't to a place I could stop and breathe and count to 10.
But I think it's important to point out that you thought, okay, oh, I got this revelation. Now you're going to walk in freedom. And I know that that probably had to be very disappointing even within yourself that, oh, maybe I'm not all the way, I'm not free. Because most people want a magical moment.
Yes.
They want that magical moment because we don't want to do the hard work.
Yeah, I wanted that. And then I'm going to be honest, it was very discouraging to get some breakthrough and think, finally, I'm seeing freedom, and then find yourself back in it and struggling. Now, was I back at the magnitude that I started? No, I wasn't. I had made ground, but again, progression was not linear. It was like a big, if I could just draw it on a board, big, you know, line and loops and all kinds of mess, because I may have still been moving upward in progression, but it did not, it wasn't a line. It was all kinds of craziness. And I think a lot of it too was I didn't trust God. Just being honest, I didn't trust Him. Like I said, my view of Him was very skewed. I know what the Word said. I know it says he's good and He has good plans for me. But I didn't, you know, what I knew in my head and what I believed in my heart did not connect. They were not the same. And so I was like, well, God doesn't really, I don't know that His plan for me is good. Maybe He wants me to go through, you know, just more lies. Maybe He wants me to go through more of this because it'll help more people, or, you know, all kinds of nonsense went through there. But I could say that now. But then, you just don't trust God. You know, then that comes the condemnation. Well, you don't trust God enough. You don't trust God enough, so you don't deserve for Him to heal you. And, you know, all of these things went on. And then the stress of life was going on. My husband came home. he was back in his stuff, and it was not, I mean, his progression at that point did not take long for him to go right back down to where he was. We had financial issues. I mean, we had, our marriage was just terrible. I mean, it wasn't good. And in the midst of, you know, this, it's been years at this point. And then we find out I'm pregnant with my son. Things do not look good, marital wise. So again, now I managed to hold it, you know, again, something in me, like I am a mom. I've always wanted to be a mom. That's one, I believe with my whole heart, that's one of the reasons I'm here. But, you know, there's something in me that, okay, I'm pregnant. This is not about me right now. So my behaviors, again, while I was pregnant, the pregnancy with my son was way different than my daughter, because with her, I wasn't super pleasant. With him, it was just pretty much a cakewalk as far as pregnancy goes. But at this point, my husband and I are doing not well. Now, mind you, the behaviors are gone, but mentally, I'm still all up in here like, oh, gosh, when I have this baby, I'm concerned. And I was. I mean, I was like, I am concerned, because I was like, I'm going to be good while I have the kid, but once the kid comes out, like, I'm not retarded. Like, I'm going to have extra weight on because, you know, pregnancy, you know, that's what it's supposed to do. And, oh, I got to hurry up and get it. Oh, and I knew my vulnerabilities and my tendencies, but see, I think it's important that at that point I had already figured out I'm probably going to go back and do it again, because my brain was very still much there, even though I wasn't physically manifesting any behaviors at this point. So,
it's interesting that you can really relate to this thing of this disease. You have one child, and then you're pregnant with another one. You can stop long enough for the behaviors, but the inside didn't stop.
No, I don't think it ever stopped.
That's part of what people don't understand is, you know, you hear the term, you can be a dry drunk, means you might not be consuming alcohol, but you're still acting like the drunk. So there is that term, there is that place. And here's a perfect example with an eating disorder. She knew she was going back to it. Her thoughts and her spiritual place, the emotion place, even though physically she wasn't exhibiting that, because she knew for the health of her baby, she knew she had to do that. And most people can do it for that short period of time for someone else, like pregnancies. There are some women that can't, but most can with pregnancies can do that. But there's no freedom in that, because you're still being tormented and you're still being tortured. So I'm appreciate you guys listening in here, and I hope you guys are all learning things about thoughts that torture you. She's torturing herself with these thoughts over and over again, and the guilt that comes with that and the condemnation that comes with that. But Misty does make headway, even though her progress is not linear, and most people it is not. It is kind of this whole circular thing that goes around and around, but you can get free. You can make progress. So tune in tomorrow when we can hear some more about how Misty gets to that place. Thank you guys for listening. Soul Lies is meant for information only. It is not a substitute for counseling.